Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Nothing says welcome home like a hidden body in the basement. It's Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
As we know, most of what happens in a trial plays out before the trial actually takes place. Motions hearings, lots of them, and we're back to getting into those with the world of Karen Reed as the new trial is set to begin in January. They're wanting to push it to April, probably a little more realistic there. Joining me to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. Lots of motions being pushed around, claiming calls to the parents of Karen Reed from Karen. Suspicious. We should be looking at those records. The judge denying that. And some other motions as well on various pieces of evidence coming and going. What are your thoughts on the various motions that we're seeing thus far and where you think things should be landing here as we go into this?
You know, on this motion for Karen Reed's dad's phone records, a lot of people were like, hey, if she called her dad in the middle of the night, that's some evidence that she was in panic or that she was needed help, was engaged in wrongdoing something. Yeah. And that's totally understandable. But I think the judge really took into consideration the family's privacy concerns, because there was a subpoena for these records. And really the balancing test that the judge does is, what's the importance of the records to the case as contrasted with how important are the privacy concerns of the individual from whom the records are requested? The judge sided with the dad, and I get it.
I mean, what would we be pulling here other than data that we've already seen on her phone record showing, you know, she made a call, it says how long the call was. What would they be looking for on the parents' records if they did get them?
That's exactly an argument that the defense made. They said, hey, look, you likely have Karen Reed's phone records. And those purportedly would show the call to the dad. So why do you need the dad? The defense was saying, hey, this is actually just sort of an oppressive move to kind of antagonize the defense to make the defense feel even more uncomfortable for asserting their rights to go to trial. Mm-hmm. That was defense's perspective. And it sounds like it won the day with the judge.
Where do you think we're going to see this go here in round two? Are we going to go back to the whole theory of there's a fight in the house and these drug out despite there not being a lot of evidence to that case? Lots of people believe that. Lots of people really dug into that one. And honestly, I still don't buy it. But the more you dig into the shadiness of the police force, the more you're like, well, anything's possible here, I guess.
Yeah. With this police department. Oh my God. It's some alarming stuff. You know, I think if you're the defense, they essentially won the first trial. They got a mistrial. They avoided the conviction. That in criminal laws is a win. So I don't think they should be making any drastic changes now that the prosecution is going to know what they're doing. And so they should change some things. Mm-hmm. But the prosecution is the side that's going to have to make some substantial pivots if they are going to have a different outcome in the subsequent trial.
Proctor, that's still going to be a big issue here in all of this. And he's been named in more cases now since then. He's in the Anna Walsh trial. He's in Sandra Birchmore. He's just like he's the star, the belle of the ball right now, despite not having a career. That's going to be big. That's going to be big again. And it's not going to, there's no way to spin Proctor's story any way, shape, or form. How does the prosecution navigate all of these bombshells that are still around that may not necessarily show anything about Karen Reed not hitting him, but just really questionable character about who put this thing together?
It's tough because the prosecution cannot sidestep Proctor. They're going to have to call him. He was integral to a lot of the investigation. So he's going to be up there, and those skeletons in his closet are coming out. The prosecution during jury selection is going to have to neutralize that some way. You know, one way I've seen it done is just saying, hey, You know, in every profession, there are a spectrum of people in terms of skill and professionalism and everything else, all the way to the good side and all the way to the bad side. And then on top of that, you know, people who are good at their jobs still make mistakes. They still make poor decisions. Can you focus on the evidence? Can you focus on what happened to this man, John O'Keefe, and why he is dead, and reach a conclusion about that without getting so pulled into this sort of sideshow the defense is going to create? That's how the prosecution has to address it in jury selection.
Are we going to get a verdict in round two, do you think? Or is this going to be another hung jury? And if we do get a hung jury, can we call it a day, do you think? Do they think they say, we tried?
You know, I got to say, I'm a big fan of Alan Jackson, not only the country star, but also Karen Reed's defense attorney, different dude. I think he did a masterful job in the first trial, and I think he's going to bring it in the second trial. We could even see a second mistrial. Certainly not unheard of. I've had that in cases, yeah. I've had. If we see a second mistrial, the prosecution really has to take a good hard look at, do we continue to invest resources in this? Do we continue to put our reputation on the line in this case when we failed twice? And I think the answer is ultimately no.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.